قاعده تو ابیات خزن.
Good morning. Shabbos Habaleinu L'Teiva is a very special Dehoibina Lichtiga Simchudika Shabbos. Yadua the Holy Lechavitcher, the Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parashas Baloyscha, when he went to Mikveh, he used to have a marching band playing for him as he went to Mikveh, Dafke Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parashas Baloyscha. And the Chassidim asked him, why, what's the reason for this midig? And he says, because this week's parasha, it says, Moshe tells Yisrael, Ki Hashem diber toiv al Yisro. Asher Alkin, you know. Because toiv, he said, refers to lichtikai, ki yodua. Let me just be marked. The Gemara says, the chayigah daf yodayz. Huh? Wait, hold it. It says that the ur shabarak of the shabarak will be emrishin, adam tsoifa, bayumabit, mi tsoifa, ilu va tsoifa. Originally, as everyone knows, the Abishter envisaged to create a light which was so penetrating you could see from one end of the world to the other. When he saw Maseim, what's going to happen to people will do, is Gonzi. He was going as this light. Gonzi le tzadikim le osilovi. And the Rabshitzer brings in the Rakudish numerous times, B'Shem Yisrebe, the Rabbi Melech of Lejens, Slusim Yagin Aleinu, that. It's a word by MSD Yisoid, is the Besmedish of the Bashemtiv in the Magid, that when it says that Gonzi la Sadiqim la Osadlova is not Pshat la Osadlova in Ilm Habba, in Chreis, in time of Chreis HaMesim, it means the Abishter was good, this Oyer Hagonus is available to Sadiqim, which will arise in every Doyer. As it's brought in Yishu, every MS, Bashem the Magid, Heichon Gonzi Chazal say, where is the Oyer, this Lichtikai, where is it hidden? It's hidden in Toyer. And the Sefer Erech Lachayim brings from the Baal Shem Tev a Taish in the Piyut. We say, Am Neroyim, Oyer Oylam. This eternal Lichtigkeit, which is the light of the world, which can penetrate the world, but Oitzer Achayim, it's hidden where? In the Oitzer of Chayim, and Torah is called the Eitz Chayim. Oyeris me Oifel, who's able to take this Oyer from the darkness? Omar Vayei, Tzadikim, who Tzadigoyzer, whatever they say is permanent. Right, they're able to tap into the argonus kiyadua kama v'kama maisis and in kama mikuyimi. B'chlal, everyone should know that this brought from the Pirchus Koritzer, that whenever you open up the Oren Kodesh and you take out the Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah, there's a gilui of the Er Hagonus. Therefore, we say the Brich Shemei and we ask the Eivah Shalom Tuya Lano Mituv Nehoirach, which means Zoycha to this Er Hagonus. And if it's true, whenever this Kriyas HaTorah, Al Achas Kama V'kama Parshas Balu Yitzcho, where we read about the Menorah, which everyone says that Vayas Kain Aaron, says the Rashi, the most famous Rashi in Old Torah, Lahagid Shivchosi Shal Aaron Shalishina Maika Mashmalan, and Vayas Kain Aaron, by the Bria of Oyer, it says, unlike all the other Mamoris, where it says Vayomer Likim Yehi Vayhi Chain, by Oyer, it doesn't say Vayhi Chain because it didn't happen as envisaged, it's Vayhi Oyer, right? So I asked Cain Aaron was able to be mamshich this Ur, which was Gonus. That was the greatness of Aaron. Can you do it this forum in this parasha? I'm only saying this Pederach Akdoma. And therefore, it's interesting that if you make a cheshbon from Bereishis, Noyach, Lech Lecha Vayera, what number parasha is parasha Balu Yitzcho? Parasha 36. Yodua, but it's also everyone speaks of Hanukkah. There are 36 candles over Hanukkah, which is the 36, connected the 36 hours that Adam HaRishon was able to mishtamish with the Er HaGonus, connected the Lamed Vav Mesechtis, the Chulu, everything is 36. So Balo Yischa, the 36th parish of the Torah, is the time where there's a gilui of the Er HaGonus, which happens, the Bnei Yisoscha writes in Agrit Pirka, that when a person has something in Torah which they don't understand, they should open up Parshas Balo Yischa, and so then lichtig, you'll understand it. Kiduah, the Hamikdover, the Nesiv similar says, when Moshe couldn't understand the Dibur which came out from Hashem, he bein shei akruvim, the Samachlei, Balo Yischa, the lichtigai, in Yiddish there's an expression, but Avherin, but the lichtelach, the Tzelen, the Er Hagonus, in the Menorah, gave Moshe Rabbeinu Havono, in the Torah Shebiksav, in the direct divine communication. Which this Er Hagonus Kiyaduah just Derech Agav is the Er of Geula, the Er Mashiach, which is the reason why Balo Yischa's Gimatria Veshavu Bonam Legvulam Helonere says Gimatria Er Chodosh Al Tzion, and it says Shiva Saneres is Gimatria Ki Ish Asher Imoy Tlechamenu. It's all connected to the light of the Geula of the future. based on this, just derech hakdoma, I understand the Zohar HaKadosh opens up this week's parasha, Baloyischus, Aneiris, Hadol, Duchsiv, Pasuk says in Mishlech of Zayin, Shemen Ukteiris Yisamach Leif. So the Sforum Teich, very simply, it's important, Bukovsky brings in Erla Meir, whenever Baloyischus Aneiris, whenever you have to be Mesakid, and to elevate the Neiris, which is Neir Hashem Nishmas Odom, right? Which is, by the way, Shemen and Keteris is Gimatria 1099, which everyone knows is Gimatria, it's discussed countless times. Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai Yechidu, the five parts of the Neshama. And therefore, Shemen and Keteris Yisamach Lev is Gimatria 1495, which everyone knows, new? I said it 100 times. Shemen and Keteris Yisamach Lev 1495 is Gimatria, new. The whole Aleph Beis, Gimel Dalet Til Kof Rei Shin Tov. Is 1,495 Yidua, because the Licht, the Chav Beis Asfin der Eisu, 22 letters of Torah, where do you tap into the Licht, the Eragonus, in the Uitzius HaTorah, Tafka, Shemen, Baloyis HaSaneiris. Now, in the Menorah Gufa, which is the Keli for the Eragonus, there are seven canon, so to speak, right? There are three and three, and the Mechuvin Kinei Aloyis HaNet Mul Pnei HaMenoyriir, right? So all the Sforim Teich, right? And the Shoyrish is a Begalamukis and even Kadmoinim, right? That why is it three and three? Because the Ner Hemtsoi represents Shabbos. The whole week of a Jew is connected to Shabbos Kodesh, right? And as the Gemara says in various places, in Psochem and Gittin, there are three and three. There's 3 days after Shabbos, hence you can make Havdalah till Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And the 3 days, Mikame Shabbat, which is the reason why we start saying L'chun Aran and HaKotten in the Shir Shel Yoyim from Wednesday, right? So it's three and three. What are these three and three, Mechuvin, can I get? So all the Sforim say, during the weekdays, the Iker Limud of a Torah is in Pashtas HaTorah. Pshat Remez Drush, the first three Chalokim in Torah, which correspond to 3 days before and 3 days afterwards. Therefore, on the weekdays, we say Mizmer L'Soida, and there the Pasuk says, Rosh HaTevis, Harriyu L'Hashem Kol Ha'oretz, which is Rosh HaTevis, Halacha. Masha'enkin on Shabbos, you don't say Mizmer L'Soida. Instead, in the Mizmer we add on Shabbos, we substitute, since Ishtachvu L'Hashem Bahadras Kodesh, Rosh HaTevis backwards is Kabbalah. The weekdays, you learn Be'ikr in Halacha, you grapple in Gemara, right? Shabbos is Ikr Pnimius HaTorah, because that's the end of Shabbos is Pnimius. And that's why Amul Pnei HaMenoira Ye'iru Shiva HaNeiris, the whole purpose is to come to the Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem, which Pnimius HaTorah grants, right? And therefore, the Vayas Kain Aaron, Kain is Gematria 70, which is Gematria Soid. That's Mechuvin Kinek. The fees I understand the Vort, the Agav of the Visions of Rebbe, the Mechaim, El Mul Pnei Amenir is Gematria Shimon Ben Yechoy. Tos Gematria Semach Dabrav. This light of the future, that was Nizgalda through Shimon Ben Yechoy. And that's Inyan of El Mul Pnei Amenir. The candle which represents the Pnei Amenir, which Kon Amenir, which represents Shabbos, is called Pnei, Milosh and Pnimius. Pnei, Pein, Nun, Yud, is Gematria 140, which is Gematria, Chochma, and Bina, which is the depth of Torah, right? And therefore, in concept, the Pasuk said, in Bechukoisei Teleichu, says Rashi, Yishtiu, Amelim, Ba-Torah, Omel, is Gematria 140, which is Gematria, Chochma, Bina, Pnei, Amenayu, right? And therefore, it's the concept of Amelo, Shel Torah, Amelo, you scramble the letters, says the Bershana Rav in Tzvas Emes, is Gimatria Helib. There's that part of Torah which is Nelam, which is concealed, it's Roz. And therefore it's called Chachmas HaEmes. Everyone's school child knows. Emes is Rosh Toich Soif. Hello? Kush Tokoi. Hello, you with me? First letter of the alphabet, middle of the letter, right? Right? Which is Rosh Toich Soif. And everyone knows the Rashi Tevis of Rosh Toich Soif. Reish, Tov, Samach, scramble it. You get the word Seser, right? The dafka person on Shabbos is connected to something deeper, to the Sisrei Torah. He is able to elevate Helen Erisel, and the Shamas, and all the Pnimiyas HaTorah. Now, all of this is connected what the middle of the menorah, which represents, we said before, Shabbos. Which is why I understand the Bershana Rav brings that menorah b'mili mem nun reish hey. The mili is gematria 702, which is gematria Shabbos, right? And then Shabbos, there's a bracha Yis Hashem. Pun of Elecha, the Pnimius, Pun of Elecha is Gematria 207, which is Gematria Oyer, Gematria Roz, and therefore Vyosim, the Chosholim, beside Shabbos, Sholim, Mavir. Shabbos, once you have the Oyer of Shabbos, Chazal say, they wish to bless Shabbos, Ben Beberchai, Be Oyer, Chazal say, Ene Deim, Rechaster, Panoshal Odom, and Shabbos, Shabbos a Lichtige Day. Shabbos is Lichtigheit, Oyer, light. Therefore, the mitzvah to kindle Shivas Haneris, Shivas, scrambled letters, is Shabbos Ayin. Shabbos, which is connected to the Chayin, Ayichayin, Soyid, etc., etc. And therefore, in Parshas Tesava also it said, Lahalois Ner Tomid. Ner Tomid is also a big imatria of Shabbos. You do it, the Bnei Yisoschar writes, I have no time to elaborate, that Shabbos, every Yid could tap in a bit to the Lichtigkeit of the Hagonus, right? And if we say in the Zmira Shabbos, Menucha v'simcha, Oyer la'Yehudim. That the Oyer of Shabbos comes through Menucha, Yeh Menucha, and Simcha, which we'll discuss at great length today, right? Which is Merumas in Sforim HaKadosh in the Pasuk. We're going to have next week, the week after. Uva Ulam Chai Oni V'Yemolei Kved Hashem is Kol Oretz. Ulam, Aleph, Vov, Reish, Mem, stands for? Aleph Vov Lamed Mem is Rosh Tevis, scramble a bit, right? Menucha v'Simcha Oyer la'Yehudim, right? In other words, Shabbos there's Oyer. Shabbos the whole world looks different. You have different eyes. The sea rushes differently. The whole world, a person with Lichtige Oygin could see a different world on Shabbos. Therefore, Shabbos is we say Shabbos called Chemdas Hayomim. Oisik Arasa, which is Gimatria, Urzarul Atzadik, Yishulif Simcha, and we say, Columbus Anginbo, Yisku, Leroy Simcha, Rev Simcha is Gimatria, Makoil, Ur Hagonus Latzadikim, which is Gimatria Shal Rav, as per the Pasuk. Sasa Neichelim Rasecha, Simcha, Sasa Kimoite, Shal Rav, Shabbos Kodesh, a person comes to the Ur Oilam, Ur Oilam is Gimatria Simcha, as the Merv Shomish famous says, Vayar Menucha, Shabbos Doch Menucha, Vayar Menucha Kitoiv, on Shabbos you tap in to the Kitoiv, to the Lichtigkeit. Okay, I'll cut out all the Gimatrias. Which is, as the Satmar Rebbe writes once in the Shmuz in Simchas Torah, it's brought in Divrei Yoel, Yismach Moshe B'matnas Chelkoi, etc., etc. V'chasu b'hem, he brought down the luchas, v'chasu b'hem shmir Shabbos, v'chein kasu b'sar asecha. He teaches that b'schus shmir Shabbos was zichet tegula, and then what it says in Bereishis, v'yoyim radikim yi er, and it doesn't say v'yichein, right? V'chein kasu b'sar asecha, that when Mashiach will come through the schus of shmir Shabbos, or in others form is brought that every Shabbos, through tapping into the menucha of the simcha of Shabbos, you're zichet to the argonos the kain. Which is the Sofer b'hem, it says, I've said many, many times, the Torah of Shabbos, which is the Torah of Menucha v'Simcha, is the most chashur of the whole week. Chaim Palagi brings that one blot of Gemara on Shabbos is worth 1,000 blots during the week, right? Because he says, when a person learns Torah l'shmo, you have a chibur of Havaya and Adnai, which is 91. 91 plus Torah, which is 611, what do you got? Shabbos. Shabbos is a lichtige day, which brings a person, there's an oyer in the world, or oylam, which is simcha, if a menucha v'simcha, oyer laihud. Okay. After that, ways of introduction. That's why I want to speak on this topic. But looking somewhere, where can I find in the parsha a connection to oyer and menucha v'simcha of Shabbos? I'm going to put a simple shir today. Very, very basic. Okay. This is a sifrei in this week's parsha, the mitzvah blowing tkiya by the chatzoitzers. The pasuk says, "Uviyoyim simchaschem uvameyadeichem rosh chodeshchem." Right? Katan b'chatzos. So there's a famous sifrei in this week's parsha. Chazal say, "Remember, machlokes in sifrei, but we'll talk about it." Uviyoyim simchaschem elu hashabbos, which is uviyoyim simchaschem day of simcha, that refers to what Shabbos. And the Bes Yosef and Archaim and Simon Rishpe, all the brings from the Shvalei Leket. Therefore, we say in Davning Yisbechu v'Malchuscha Shemri Shabbos, right? And we right based on this Sifrei of Yoyim Simchaschem Elu Hashabbosos, and we end off the Yisbuchu V'cho Kol Yisrael Mekatri Shemecha Shabbos L'chur is the Indian of Simcha. You're all happy. No, you're not happy. Rabbi Sternberg is not happy. I don't want to make him unhappy, but the emes is everybody, every sefer you open. I'm supposed to apologize to you beforehand. I'm not going to do this subject. It's just desserts. You can spend days, weeks, months talking about it. But pastors, everyone asks, you and I know that there's a basic, fundamental, seminal difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Generally, we assume, okay, take an example, a simple example. Yom Tov, there's a din, Samachta b'chagiecha. So the Gemara says in Psochim, how are you misameach? Noshim, Bosar v'yayin, Anoshim, Noshim, Bigdei Tzivoinim, children. You've ever seen even in Manchester, all the chumras everyone has developed here over the years. Has anyone ever developed, you mechuyev to buy a tachshit or a new dress for your wife for Shabbos? Everyone will go broke. Right? Yom Tov, there's an Indian, the Rabbanim will get up and say you have to buy tachshitim, Bigdei Tzivoinim, whatever. No, is the Charaya Shabbos, the Simcha of Shabbos, is not the Simcha of Yom Tov. The Pashas, my dear friend here, says, Shabbos the Pashas is the din of Oynig, right? As per Yeshaya. And Yom Tov is the din of Simcha. Suddenly, the Sifrei introduces a whole new whatever, right? Shabbos of Yom Simchascha, Melo Shabbos. Which we'll soon see, L'chura is Keneged, the Halacha that you and I know. We'll soon see. So the pashtus you could answer. So bring the Kesekunda, the Zer Avrom, the classical Meforshim on the Sifrei, B'shem, the Zayis Ranan of the Mogen Avrom. But MSO is found in the Girso, in the Hagos Hagro. The Fiz has no kasha whatsoever, because the Girso, says the Gro, Udi Imei, is not Uviyoim Simchaschem Elu Hashabosis. Their Girso is Uviyoim comes to be Marbe Shabbos. Not Simchaschem. Uviyoim is Shabbos. Simchaschem is other Simchas, whatever. And then Uvet. Yeah? Okay. That's a bit problematic. First of all, it's problematic because A, our Girsa in Sifrei is brought in a Ribu Rishoyim. You can start arguing with the Girsa and whatever, but the Girsa that brought in Rishoyim already, and they learn, we'll soon see, there's a din of Simcha on Shabbos, Uviyoim Simchaschem is the Chayyad that they darshened it from, Uviyoim Simchaschem. Rishoyim, A. B, others ask, Kufsim, Tel Talpias, put out in Hungary before whatever. When it comes, Lamashal, to the Pasuk, Ishak, he says, Riyavi Aldo Zohar. Uviyoim Hashmini Yimir Basar Losi. So there the Gemara Kedarshin, Uvayoim Afilu Bashabbos. Right? So why can't I say Uviyoim Shabbos? Because over there in Pasuk, the whole word Uvayoim is redundant. Could have said, Tomei Shivas Yomim, Uvashmini Yimir Basar Losi. Why do I need the word Uvayoim? Oh, that's a ribui to be Marbe Shabbos. Maj Enkin here, Uviyoim Simchaschem, the word is not redundant. So therefore they learned that the word, the drasha of the include Shabbos, is not from Uviyoim, but from Simchaschem. Is the Chayah Shabbos, yeah, they have Simchaschem. Moreover, what's the context here? The context is blowing the Chatzaitzris. And the Iker Din of Kiyos, Chatzaitzrit is a din in Shira, as Rashi says in Erech and Dafi Aleph and Toisus and in the Ramban. There's a whole, the Ramban and Sheresh Aleph says the whole Sheresh of Chiyuv Simcha and Yontif is learned from Kiyas Chatzaitzrit, which is a din in Shira, right? And a Shira is a din in Simcha. Is the Charaya that Shabbos is from the context is a din in Simcha. So the fact is, certain Rishonim have learned from Aviyim Simchaschem Elu Hashabbos from our Sifrei. That's why we say Yisulchu B'Malchuscha, etc., etc. In Nusach HaTfil. Others, Reb Chaim Palagi, for example, says in Chalat and Shuvah Lev Chaim, and he brings from his son also. Lav Dafka it's a Raya. Number one, right? It could be it's a bracha Lasid Lavoi that those who are Shoyim Rishabbos Kilchasa will be Zeich a future tense to be Yisulchu B'Malchuscha Shoyim Rishabbos. What does it got to do with now the Chiyuv of Simchon Shabbos? Moreover, it could be it's referring to only there was a Simcha at Karbonis, which were brought on Shabbos. Just like there is another Manda Omar, We tie to Sifrei, I tell you the first part of this, Tanakama. There's a dissenting opinion, Reb Nosson, that refers to Korban Tomit. Korban Tomit, Dafkir Korban Tomit. Shoshachar is a din in Simcha, right? And when you brought the Korban Tomit, the Glevim also blew the Chatzoitches. Yeah? But it had nothing to do with Shabbos. And therefore, Taka did, right? Ober Lididan, right? Yes? So you could say it's depends on the two opinions. Oh, but the problem is that the Shivala Haleket brings that there is a din of Simcha on Shabbos, and that's why we say Yizchu v'malchuscha Shem Shabbos, and the Machzavitri says that's why we say Nechoma on Shabbos, because it's the day of Simcha. And the Sefer Amanik brings that the minig in Sforad was that, unlike our custom, the minig in Spain was that Erev Rishchoydish, they used to say Tachnu, and Erev Shabbos, they didn't say Tachnu. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh is not a din of Simcha, but Shekin Shabbos is a din of Simcha. When the Emes in Bahag, Balochus Gedolus, one of the earliest many mitzvahs, writes two separate mitzvahs asayin for Simcha on Shabbos and Simcha on Yontif. And so is brought in Mukhi Yosef and Baba Basra and in the Rana Mesechta Shabbos of Samach that there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos. Hello? And the Chura Avun, where's the source? The Sifrei, Uvi Yisuf Chaschem Elu Hashabos. Stell sich the Shaila. So why is there no din of buying big day tzavonim for your wife on Shabbos? Moreover, the Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachos Daf Yud brings clearly on Shabbos there's no chiyuv to eat meat, no chiyuv to drink wine. Even the Rambam, who says there is a mitzvah to drink. They eat meat on Shabbos, right? It's only mitzad oineg, but not mitzad, no din of simcha, right? And therefore, the Archos Chaim Taka disagrees, and he says, you shouldn't say yismchu v'malchus on Shabbos, because Shabbos is not a din of simcha. So there's kama v'kama achreinim. I have no time to elaborate this. You look in the Beis Yitzchok in Archos Chaim, you look in the Sitzeliezer in Chelek Zayin, you look in the Munkacher in Chamisha Memorias on Shabbos. They want to say, just like whether B'yom Yisuf Chaskam Elu HaShabbos is, or refers to Tmidim like Nos Nabav, right? It's a machloikis. And they bring a bunch of Mekiris that L'chur, the Prichodesh learned the Shittas HaYushalmi, is that there is a din of Simcha on Shabbos. I'll give you an example. Okay, let me see. What happens if Purim falls out on a Friday? Hello? Yes? So in Eretz Yisrael, when do you have your Suda? In Yerushalayim, in a year which is Mukav Koyma, on Sunday. Why don't you have it on Shabbos? Why don't you have it on Shabbos? Hello? Says the Yerushalmi, because it says, Las is Uyusim Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha, Es Eshim Chosei Tluya Bebezdin Yotza Zesh Eshim Chosei Bidei Shemayim. Very cryptic words. So the Prichodosh, in Siman Tov Resh Bichah says, the Kavona of the Yerushalmi is, why don't you make the Sudas Purim on Shabbos? Because we have a principle, Ein Ma'ariv in Simcha B'Simcha. Shabbos is the day of Simcha, right? And Purim is the Simcha, right? Yes. So there are those who learn, there were two opinions here, whether Uyim Tzim Chaschem, Elu HaShabbos, or Reb Nosson says, Elu HaTvid. Reb Nosson came from where? Bavli, not Bavli, over Shas, right? The Shita of the Yerushalmi was that Shabbos is a day of Simcha. And therefore, a Paskin, you can't have the Suda on Shabbos, Suda's Purim on Shabbos. Masha Enkin, the Bavli, Reb Nosson holds, there's no din of Simcha on Shabbos. So whether or not there's a din of Simcha on Shabbos, is a Machloikis, Tanakam, and Reb Nosson and Sifrei, which is a Machloikis, Yerushalmi and Bavli. Hello? The Munkacher brings in the Sefer Chamisha Mamoris about Shabbos. He brings a ribui mekoymes in Zohar HaKodesh, where Reb Shimon Bar Yochai held that Shabbos is yes Simcha. Oy bazoi, that was Shitas HaYushalmi. That's the Sam Sifrei. And Mashe Enkin the Bavli holds. You with me? So you could say it's a machloikas. I call him the Kufya. You could say there's a machloikas Bavli in Yushalmi, or machloikas Tanoi. There are a lot of problems with this mahalach, but ain't coming good. It's problematic. Biggest problem is that in Lahalocha, we're in left field. because we don't have a Suda in Yerushalayim, any city Mukav Chaimah, Purim Shechal B'Shabbos, Purim D'Mukav, which is on Shabbos. And yet, L'chura, rather, the Shita Mekubetzes in Ksuvis stuff, Zayin D'Ches, brings one of the Rishonim, who says, the reason why Ein Noisim Noshin B'Shabbos, why can't you make a Chasen on Shabbos? Because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And everybody asks, but there's no din of Simcha on Shabbos. The reason we don't get married on Shabbos is because of Kinyin. It's of Kinyin. But not because of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So the Pashtus and Halacha we hold that on Shabbos there's no din of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Hello? And here you're telling me that Halacha you hold that Shabbos is a day of Simcha. So there are those who want to say the Teres Chayim and Masech Techulin, another whole Mahalach, which is the Chemed brings. The difference between Yontif and Shabbos is Yontif, the Chiyuv of Simcha on Yontif, is Gashmiyastika, Bosor, Yayin, Bigdei Tzivoyinim, whatever. Why do we say, and even those Gersoyis who do say Yismuchu v'malchusu v'yismuchu v'chot, right? On Shabbos. Because Shabbos, even if it has a gedder of Simcha, but it's a Simcha of Rochni, it's not a Simcha of Gashmiyas. Right? Alderach, the famous, the Teres Chaim brings the famous Medrash in Shir HaShirim, Nogilo v'nismucha, Zehayoyim os Hashem, Nogilo v'nismucha boi, Omer av oven, ein ono yoidim, amela smayach, im ba yoyim, im ba HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ba shloime upiresh, Nogilo v'nismucha boch. So on Shabbos, we're not misameach with Bosser and Yayin and Bigdei Tzivoyinim, we're sameach with Eibishter. It's a Ruchni sticker. So Einach and Namib, perhaps one could say that Shabbos has a din of Simcha, but the Ruchni sticker, by the way, parenthetically, I forgot to tell you, on this word, in this week's parasha, look in yourself in the Chumash, Uvi Yoyim Simchaschem, says the Balat Turim, who's also the Balat Turim who wrote the Torah, Simchaschem is Gimatria Gam B'Yoyim HaShabbos. Yeah. Hello? Whatever Rishonim wrote is Ruach HaKodesh. No. So there is a din, even if you say there is a din of Simcha on Shabbos, but Teres Chaim said it's the Ruchni sticker, which the Sechemet doesn't like his answer because he says it's mashma that you're mashma the two Simchas. Whatever. Nervos. Most Rishonim and Achronim hold, as you said, there's a chiluk yisoidi, basic fundamental difference in Shabbos and Yom Tov. Be'emes Shabbos, nowhere does it say where's the mocker yibuchuyif tim misameach on Shabbos. Shabbos is karosol l'Shabbos oynik. Mashen kin Yom Tov is a din of samach simcha. What's between simcha and Yom Tov? Simcha and oynik. Oynik means something that you derive pleasure from, right? So l'moshel, a person had a dream Friday night, which is like a negative omen, like a bad simen. So on Shabbos, the din is, you're allowed to be mis'aneh tainis chol. You could fast. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to. What's the difference? Because Shabbos is a din of oynik. If you would prefer to fast, mitzat tshuva, mitzat whatever, to undo this negative omen, then your oynik is not to eat, but to fast. Masha'enkin on Yom Tov, which is a din of simcha, which simcha is more connected to something gashmi, something... Right? By the way, the Sfarim say, every Shabbos is the Chmei Ein Olam Haba, taste of the world to come, where Ein Boy Achilu Shia, it's all Tzadikim Nenim, right? Therefore, Shabbos is celebrated more in a Ruch Nistika fashion, Masha Ein Kein Yom Tov in a more Gash Nistika fashion. But there's a basic difference that Oynig is personal. Oynig is subjective. Oynig depends on you. Masha Ein Kein Simcha, There's a Maisa Mesuyim of Simcha, as to Bosor, as to Yayin, etc., etc. Okay. But the emes is, the vast majority of both Rishonim and Achronim say, without getting involved in all the technical, the whole list, you go on for gold numbers, that Shabbos is no din of Simcha. V'hor Raya, Rachman al Aslan, a person is sitting Shiva. So does a person sit Shiva on Shabbos? No. Is the Shabbos Mevatel or Mafsik the Avelus? No. It's oyla loyla minyan avels. Mash enkit yontif, it's mafsi. Says the she'iltus rav achoy gon, from the goyim, the difference is, Shabbos is no din of simcha. Hence, Shabbos is not a steerer to avels. Even if bepoil, you can't be noyig avels. Oh, but you know what funny thing is? The din of Shabbos is dvorim shebetzin is yenoyig. Is chay avels and Shabbos are not a steerer, because Shabbos is oynik. Mashen kein yontif, which is simcha, batz musay, or to put it this way, the heft of yontif is a din of simcha, right? And therefore you can't fast, you can't have availus and shabbos. Right? Rashi says this in a ribu mekaymers, the chiluk between oynig and simcha. Rashi says it, etc. And you find this in a similar vein in Acharin. By the way, the Tashb... Okay, whatever. Our minig is in Chutz Loretz, Bavar Nesenu Rabim, that Kehanim, we discussed last week, Duchening, the Zias Kapai. We only Duchen on Yom Tov. We don't Duchen on Shabbos. What's the difference? Huh? So the Daki Moshir, the Ramon, there's Makairis on it. Because in Chutz Loretz, we don't have a proper Simcha. We're Torah on Michiv Al Kalkolo, right? Right? Therefore, unlike Eretz Yisrael, therefore what? We don't have Nesiyas Kapayim, except on Yom Tov. If you're a Satmar Chosid, then in Satmar they duchen also, when the Satmar Rebbe came back from Eretz Yisrael, Tafri Sat. Basically, I think he was a new minig, he was manig to make duchening even on Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Fine, right? But because Heintig Etzaitin, Yidin or Besimcha, even Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Right? Over Stam Shabbos Ba'almo, we don't have duchening. Why? Is a charaya Shabbos is not a din of simcha. Lefidah Darkei Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the first chapter of Negoim that on Yontif, on Moed, the Koyin doesn't check to see if to declare a person to be a tzara. I'm a tzara. Shabbos, yeah, because Shabbos says the Mishnah Achreina, because on Shabbos is a din of simcha. But she ain't keen to declare a person to become a mitzayir and he's muzgar. Right? Is the hepech of simcha should be bothered yesh. The Bechor Shoyer in Tainis Taflam brings the Kasha of the Taz in Arachayim in Tovkuf and Gimel. Shabbos Erev Tishabov. So Shittas Haramo is from Chatzos Hayoim, you're not allowed to learn. Because Pekudei Hashem Yishorim, Mesam Chilev. Are you allowed to eat meat and drink wine and have Kisud Shloime B'Shaitu Yibelashnab? Yeah. What's the difference? Says the Bechor Shoyer, who Asher Dibarnu. Because Torah is Pekudei Hashem Yishorim Simcha, right? Yes, and it's Erev Tishah. But it's Shabbos is no din of Simcha. Masha Ein Kein Achilus Boser, like the Rambam says, it is an Oynig L'Didan, and Oynig Shabbos is a stira to refrain from Boser V'Yayin. Therefore, you might also Chana Ikesudras Shleim V'Shay. So far, so good. So according to the vast majority of poskim, I see, right? Except for the Bahag, would be made, right? Bahag says it's a separate mitzvah. Okay? It's problematic. But according to us, Lididan, Shabbos is not a day of Simcha. Masha Ein Kein, Shabbos is a din of, Masha Ein Yomtiv. But Shabbos is a din of what? Oini. After. What are you going to do with the kasha I asked from the Yushalmi that said that Purim Shechal B'Shabbos, you don't have the Sudan Shabbos? So many of the Rishonim, the Ritva, and the Sechta Megillah, and the Maruksi, and the Karban Sanal, and the Karban Nishamah, nothing to do with Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha. Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha, this Taka does not apply on Shabbos. And that's why Ein Ma'ariv and Simcha is not the reason that Shita Gubetta says, well, we don't get married on Shabbos, right? Nor Vos. The Kavona of the Yerushalmi is that since people have a Suda on Shabbos, every Shabbos, as it also happens to be Purim, it won't be nikir that your Suda is a Suda Purim, it's a Shabbos Suda. Nothing to do with the general halachic principle of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha that... Hello? It's all good and fine, but I'm still bothered by my original question, so what do I do with this poor Sifrei? So I could say it's a machloikas. Right? It's very... Whatever, very difficult. I could say it's a ruchni is like a Simcha, but... Stechemet has numerous kashas, whatever. Now, but Pashtus, the answer is, and this says many, many for Pashtus, the Mahalach is, Bichlal, everyone knows in Sforum, this is a fundamental, basic idea discussed countless times. What's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Shabbos is something the Eibishter gives Klal Yisrael. Okay? Shabbos is called in Sforum Isarusa de Leil. Every seventh day, Shabbos is Mekatshe V'Kaim. Automatically, your seventh day, whether you accept it, you do it, you don't do it, Shabbos is Shabbos. You can't add or subtract, that's Shabbos. Masha'inkin Yontif, we say Mekadesh Yisrael. Vazmanam, as the Gemara says, Yisrael inun the Mekashel is Manayu. Yontif, the Chal Yisrael creates Yontif. You with me? So Shabbos is a Rizdul Eila, Yontif is a Rizdul Asat. Something comes from men. To put it in other terms, the Nesiv Sholem in this week's parasha and his son, the present son of the Rebbe, Zalman Zayn, says this is a for Daki. No, you many, many foreign bring it. Let me give you an example. I was last night at a chaser. There's a mitzvah on all the people who are named from Sudas Chosen to Misameach Chosen Kal. Does it say anywhere that the Chosen Vikala have to be Besimcha? Show me a mocker. Hello? Does it any, that's a chiyuv by you, or that's a mitzias? Al derech zeh, that's the chilik of Shabbos and Yontif. Yontif, you have to create the simcha. In other words, there's a chiyuv to do things which are misameach, including drinking wine, whatever, buying big ditzivoyinim, etc. Shabbos comes milmailo lemato, the seventh day, automatically, the Eibusher is given. Reb Asher Weiss, Zal Gesund sein, says a similar effect. The Zohar says, it's put actually in the Akdamah to Shev Shmeitzah, on all other Yom Tovim, a person has to be Misameach with others. And if he's only Misameach himself, so the Rambam says famously in Hilchos Yontif, it's not Simchas Yontif, it's Simchas Kreisa, it's Simcha of your stomach, right? And a person, he says, a person who only sits on a yom tovil by himself without niyim. He's not sharing simcha with others. It's rubbish. The yom tovil is rubbish. Or the Zohar famous says perish chagachem v'leperish habaschem. A Shabbos alone is fine. Whatever. It's not, you know, but it's not. David doesn't throw it back in your face. Masha'en kin yom tov. What's the difference? So the Sforim say, Yontif, you are creating the Suda. You're the Baal HaSuda. Shabbos, like a taked rachmanos amchinon, is the Eibishter's Shabbos. And you're being Nenef. Now the din is, when you are the Baal HaSuda, unless you invite others to the Suda is against Suda. Not a Yont. Right? Masha'enkein, on Yont, right, on Shabbos, you bechlal are a guest at the Suda on Shabbos, right? Yes? In other words, to put it simply, the feed this mahalach, the difference is azoy. Shabbos, einachan name uvi dim tzifrei ketzei uvi yoyim simchaschem elu ha-shabbos. It doesn't say, thou shall be besimcha. It says, it is a mitzias, an achosin v'kala at their own wedding, your mitzias is the Eden or besimcha. Why are the mitzvahs? Because Rashi brings from the Chilta that on Shabbos a Yid has to think, reckon in his mind, ki ilu kol melachtecha asuy. The Eibishter takes care of you. There's an Eibishter, and he created heaven and earth, and he's mashkiach and achleinim v'tachtoinim, and everything you need is taken care of, right? And all your worries, and all your daigis, and all your uftin decha, everything is aruf and mark. So Shabbos, you're sitting at takad rachmano, on the Eibishter's whatever. So it could be that bepoil, it's a be'etzem, it's a day of simcha, right? But you have no chiv on the gavra that you have to do simcha. There's no mashal. The Bahag says that there's a mitzvah of simcha on yontif, or all the shittas. So Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Pella, in his commentary in the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rasag, he asked the kasha: so why is there no if Shabbos look shittas of Bahag is a din of simcha? So why is there no din of halel on Shabbos? Halel is a simcha. Hello? Okay, so you can answer this in two totally opposite mahalachim to answer. This is how I really want to talk about in Kamer Koyimi. One mahalach is that Shabbos Einach Name is be'etzem a din of simcha, but there's no chi of gavra on the person to be misameach. A din of oineg, you mechuyif to have oineg, that may include basar v'yayin, but if you're a tainus cholim, whatever. But the etzem, right, there's no din chiv on the gavr. Asher alkein, therefore I understand, right? Halal is a maisim misuyim of That is a din of simchah. Eating shlomim, whether you like it or not, is a chiyuv mesuyim of simcha. Ma'is simcha. That there's no Indian on Shabbos. Shabbos is your Shabbos. No din on the gavra has to be mesameach. The day is a day of simcha. Right? Norvals, the first Sadegera Rebbe said, the Rebbe is called biyoyim simchaschem elu haShabbosos, because taka al pi din there's no chiyuv of simcha on Shabbos. Only din of oinik. Narvaz, a yid, rejoices in Chedves Hashem, Himeuzchem, in the Simcha of the Eibishter, and understands what Shabbos is, so it's a Shabbos which comes from him, as opposed from what? Chasla Bramsky had a similar word. It's a Shabbos where the Simcha comes from the, you understand the Mashmos of Shabbos, but not from the Chiyuv Gav. That's one way of looking at it. That's how most, whatever. According to the Bahag, you have to say pumfaketz, right? That there is a chi of gavra on the person to be besimcha, but Shabbos beitzumi shel yom is not a din of simcha. You can learn two ways. I'll give you a simple example to explain this. The famous Shagas Arya. Shagas Arya asks in Siman Chasamach Ches. The Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Ayin Aleph, there's no chi of achilus shal misimcha on leil yom tifrishin of chag. You're not going to be a genius to work out why, because there is no korban at night, because you can't bring up korbanos at night. Oy bazoi asked the Shagas Arya, so why does a person, if there's no din of simcha, which is in the Spanish base of Yiddish, with the simcha of a shlomim, so why is there no chiyuv to what? Have a velus on leil yom tifrishin of chag? Hello? You could learn, like Rav Chaim Brisker learned in the Kisvi Agrach, that enoch, that's only a meal vis-a-vis shalmis, but the other din of simcha are neig. But Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Rav Shiva Ponovich, said a very simple emissa answer. Even if you were to learn that there's no chiyuv simcha b'leil yom tefrishin klal uklal, right? Or it's avadda that leil yom tefrishin, there's a simcha be'etzem the chefs of the day. Hello? Having a day of simcha, right? Whether or not the gavra is nuyig, The simcha is irrelevant, but the day be'etzem is a day of simcha. Can I give a simple example to this? Okay, let's say you have hadas marovas have berries on it, and that passels the hadas. Yes, hello. If you pick it off before yontif, is it kosher or not? It's kosher. If you pick it off on yontif rishon in the morning at 7 o'clock, oh, I got berries that are passeling my azra. You pick it off? No, it's not kosher because dichui. Once it was nitcha, it's pushed off. What the Rashi says, what about the night of Sukkot? Says Rashi, your hadasim are pulse. Why? Because dich. Right? Yeah? Ask everybody on Rashi. Yeah? Why? But the Archon Er asks, the Dizman have mitzvah of Dalad Minim is by day. So why is it dichui? Hello? And the answer is very simple to Chavasel. Shoren says many, many, many things. Say this. Even if you say that the Nikita of the Dalad Minim is what? By day. But when does it become? When is Yom HaRishon? Sukkot is a day you take Dalad Minim. And that starts at night. Even if the Maizeh B'Poyel of the Gavra is only by day. Lemoshe, when in your shul, in your local synagogue, when do they blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? By day. By day. Not by night. If you blew shofar at night, 100 koilas, 1,000 koilas, not yet. I ask you a question. Is the night of Rosh Hashanah in the Rosh Hashanah service, do you say Yom Tekiyah? Is it called Yom Tekiyah? Aye, but at night you don't blow. At night the Gavra doesn't blow. But the Chefta of Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Tekiyah. That's what the Yom Tev is about. The Yom Tev of Sukkot is what? Talad Minim. You with me? Even if Bepoyel, that's in the Chefta of the day, even if the Gavra doesn't take it, whatever. Oy bazoi, to answer the Shagas Arya's kasha, said Rav Shmuel, Pashut. Even if you say that the maisa of the gavra of the chilus shlomim, the simcha, is only what? By day and not by night. Ober the chalois of the chef of what? Of simcha. And the day is a day of simcha. Yitzias Mitzrayim or Matan Torah or Pesukos Hashavti, whatever the Yom Tov may be, starts already by night, and that is a stira to Avelus, it clashes with Avelus. Masha'enkein, according to the Bahag, Lushitazi, that there is a mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos, but that's only in the Gavra, but it's not in the Heftas. Oh, yeah. And that answers. So therefore, there could be a problem, Lushitazi, about Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, because it still has, Lushitazi, there's a din of, and you can falpal on this till Oilam Vuit. But the poil is, that what do I see from Kolanel, right? That where does the simcha of Shabbos come from? Menucha v'simcha oir la'yehudim. So it comes from the lichtekeit that the Eibishter instilled in every Shabbos. That on Shabbos, if you look at the world differently, you look at yourself differently, you look at the bria, at your relationship to the Eibishter differently, then not because you're mechuyiv, in halacha it's not a chiyuv on the gavra on the simcha, but the etzem mitzias of Shabbos, a person realizes what Shabbos is and what that means. That itself brings simcha. The Eibishter Helfen Taka, what is the lashon of the piyut? V'zakeinu lekabel Shabbosos, we should be zoichin lekabel Shabbos mitichru simcha.